the University of Mpumalanga's tourism lecturer, Dr. Julia Giddy, and Professor Jane Rogerson from the University of Johannesburg recently conducted a study to examine tourism enterprise adaptation in South Africa's nature tourism destinations. Tonight, Dr. Julia Giddy joins us to share some of the study's findings. Welcome, Dr. to Rise FM.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, Doctor, I mean, many would say, you know, a study isn't necessarily, you know, to conclude that the COVID-19 pandemic has negatively impacted in the tourism sector. So why did you guys choose to go ahead with this particular study? And what areas of interest, obviously, were you guys focusing on?
So what we were actually curious about is a little bit looking specifically in areas where tourism is one of the main job contributors and the basis of the local economy. So the area around Hazy View and Bushbuck Ridge is one of those municipalities that we identified. And so it's not like it's an entire thing across the whole country, but there are a few municipalities which are particularly dependent not just on tourism, but international tourism. Mm. And so that's how we identified that study site. In terms of what we were really looking at is not just the impacts of COVID-19, but also how different enterprises have adapted to the increase in the domestic tourism market. So it's not even just a case of, oh, COVID-19 has impacted tourism broadly, but more so, how do tourism businesses need to adapt in sort of the new tourism environment, which is really highly dependent on the domestic tourism market.
Mm. And how severe then was the impact of COVID-19 on the region, and what has the study discovered to be some of the major contributing factors to the downturn?
So, I mean, definitely the biggest one early on and for most of last year was the international travel ban. And again, like I said, that's a particular to regions like, you know, areas bordering the Kruger Park, and the fact that a lot of the tourism enterprises there are very geared towards international tourist markets. So things like their facilities, but also their pricing is one that everybody sort of talks about.
Yeah.
But even their facilities. So a lot of South Africans prefer to go on to have self-catering facilities and to have, sort of self-drives around the park. And a lot of the businesses in the area just were not focused on that market. And so that's really what we were trying to get into, how they can adapt going forward to appeal to the South African market a little bit more.
Mm. Yeah. And Doctor, I think I would actually agree with you, because if you take a drive, past the Bushbuck Ridge area, especially when you get to Achenhoek, you see a lot of international visitors coming through there in that area, and actually buying property as well, and not only just visiting some of the parks that are there as well. And if you look at it, it's actually quite unaffordable for some of us South Africans as well, because for the prices that they charge can be quite expensive as well. But I want to find out here, Doctor, how did business owners try to adapt, especially to the challenges, all altered markets as well, which was a result of those particular restrictions that were brought to you by then COVID-19?
So one of the most common was price reduction. Mm. So, a lot of the businesses had to reduce their prices. And I had a couple, like there was one quote that said, we had to find the sweet spot that still allowed us to sustain our business, but would be affordable, or at least affordable to some of the South African population. I don't think that everybody did the best job at it necessarily, but, that was one of the biggest ways that people tried to adapt. Another one that a couple of businesses mentioned were, sort of free upgrades on arrival or offering more services for a price that would have been, just for the basic room. They'll now introduce things like, breakfast or game drives and things like that. But one of the most interesting things to me, and is something that I'd like to study going forward, is how there's been a big change in the demographics of people visiting the Kruger Park and the nature-based tourism areas. And one of the biggest places I've seen the transformation, because I'm currently working on a study also with Professor Rogerson on rural tourism development in the Tabachu municipality. So in that study, there's been a major growth in the domestic market, and the whole industry there is really transformed.
Mm.
And so I'd really get to, like to get, and I know the business, some of the businesses are really keen to find out more about how, you know, sort of the wants and needs of this new and changing demographics in terms of nature-based tourism, because it's also a very COVID-friendly activity to be able to do.
Mm.
So there are a lot of opportunities there.
It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with the University of Mpumalanga's Dr. Julia Giddy as she shares some insights on her research into the severity of the impact of COVID-19 on tourism businesses. Now, Dr. Giddy, you know, you mentioned a couple of strategies that some businesses implemented to try salvage, businesses. Did these work, these strategies, and did government grants that we heard about actually help in mitigating some of the problems that were faced by these businesses?
So to answer your first question, some of them did work. You know, a lot of the businesses were able to, you know, at least survive the pandemic by reducing prices. And some of them even adapted to things like having more facilities for work from home type of leisure tourists, you know, who want to go. Maybe they're working out of the office so they can go to these places. So they need like good Wi-Fi and some of those facilities. So those are the types of things that, that seem to be pretty effective, and then some, a lot of changing in marketing strategies as well. In terms of government grants, a lot of businesses struggled to obtain those grants, and the ones that did, it held them for a very short period of time.
Yeah.
So part of that is just like the facilities, if, especially if you think about nature-based tourism and some of these game lodges, they're very expensive to maintain, and when there was absolutely no business there, they still have to have their rangers and, you know, all the facilities maintained. So there are major cuts in staffing and reduction of salaries as a result. So the government funding really didn't seem like reached the businesses very effectively, or if it did, it only withheld them for a very short period of time.
Mm.
So they've been relying on other things. Like some have started doing sort of multi-skilling and, you know, trying to find other opportunities. Like there was a distillery in Pilgrim's Rest that started selling hand sanitizer during the alcohol bans and things like those types of sort of innovative tactics that were used.
Mm. Now, you know, Dr. Giddy, I mean, you know, I think looking into the future, we need to be able to understand that obviously this is a worldwide pandemic, and it doesn't only affect the Mpumalanga province on its own. In your view, and I'm quite interested in this particular view as well, and if you can expand on it, what can still be done, especially by businesses in the tourism sector, to be able to recover from this particular negative impact, especially stemming from last year's restrictions in terms of COVID-19?
I would say one of the biggest things that I think could be done is that businesses should really work together to try to create maybe packages or, you know, have a very cohesive way of managing, you know, the tourism industry in the area. Because I think a lot have gotten onto those things, and there has been a lot more cooperation, I think, than there was in the past. But I think a lot of marketing could be enhanced if the businesses really work together and try to find an effective strategy forward. And I do think there are places in Kraskop and other parts of the province that have been really effective in doing that. And I was very surprised during my recent interviews in the Tabachu municipality that the biggest impacts on business really weren't COVID. It has a lot more to do with issues around infrastructure.
Yeah.
And so that was a very interesting find for me, because they managed to adapt pretty well to the domestic tourism market. And as a result, I got some statistics that only one business in Kraskop had actually closed as a result of the pandemic, which is almost unheard of in a place that's very dependent on tourism.
And
so I think they were really effective in their marketing strategies.
Now, just to wrap up our conversation, based on the study, what would you say are some of the learnings or takeaways that businesses in the tourism sector can implement to better position their businesses during difficult periods which could come in the near future, such as the pandemic we are facing right now?
Yeah, that's a good question, especially because I think another thing going forward, and I've done some research on the interplay between tourism and climate change and extreme weather patterns, because I think that is something going forward that the pandemic is giving us early lessons into.
Mm.
We can't really be domestic on long haul tourism going forward. And so my biggest thing is really my next project, I want to find out more about the domestic tourism market and how that can be promoted in sort of sustainable tourism development going forward. And I think it's really important that South Africans buy into our nature assets, because we have some of the most amazing assets in the world.
Mm.
And so, you know, really facilitating domestic tourism going forward, I think, is important not just for pandemic situations, but for a number of things that are going to come up in the future.
Yeah, and I think I have to ask this question as well to you as well, because of, you know, considering the fact that you're in the academic space as well, and it might have been slightly difficult for you to be able to impart knowledge to students, and how difficult has that been? You know, besides just the research that you've conducted on the overall sort of productivity of students within the Mpumalanga province as well, in terms of imparting that knowledge that's much needed in them becoming successful during this pandemic?
It's been incredibly difficult. And I think my students and I are on the same page, where I can't wait to be back in person. It's almost 2 years now where it's some students I've never met, and I've been teaching them for 2 full years. And I think one of the biggest things for me, too, because I'm actually in the School of Biology and Environmental Sciences, is our field excursions are really crucial to learning, especially in a rural university. And so the fact that we haven't really been able to adapt to, you know, have proper field trips has taken away a lot from the learning process. And, you know, it's really unfortunate, and I hope in the near future, that will let up a little bit.
Yeah. Dr. Julie Kitty, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I think a lot of those insights that you've shared with us, especially from the research project, have been extremely beneficial to us listening to this particular show and us interviewing on this particular show. Please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you both so much. And, thanks so much. And thank you for calling me.
And that was the University of Mpumalanga's Dr. Julia Gidea, as she shares some insights on her research into the severity of the impact of COVID-19 on tourism businesses in the Bushbuckridge area. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.